Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
We're live.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, the site of South by Southwest media feeding frenzy. We come to you from the Infowars.com news studios. We have a very important broadcast lined up today. A lot of really over-the-top information up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. New York Times reports U.S. giving al-Qaeda money, millions of dollars, and weapons to fight. That's a big deal because that's mainstream media admitting something we've known for a long time. New bill would prohibit ATF ban on popular ammunition. We also have two forced inoculation bills failing in two different states. Very exciting, positive news. I was driving home early yesterday at about 4:30 and saw the new Black Panther Party marching. I knew we had reporters in the area, and so I sent them over there, and they got some shocking footage we're going to play coming up where they were saying, bang, bang, 20 more cops, you know, dead. Pretty shocking rhetoric. That's all coming up. But first, this report on the Rothschilds from John Bowne.
Just an hour north of San Francisco and an hour and a half east of the dark energy of the Bohemian Grove lies the peaceful vineyard-laden hamlet of Napa Valley, the perfect place to build a satanic Illuminati temple, right? In 1966, charlatan Anton LaVey founded the Church of Satan in San Francisco. His underground book, The Satanic Bible, attracted a new wave of satanic celebrities like Jane Mansfield, Sammy Davis Jr., and Liberace. It also caught the eye of satanic introverts, Baron and Baroness Philip de Rothschild. Fritz Springmeier's groundbreaking work, The Bloodlines of the Illuminati, goes into detail regarding the history of the Opus One winery. The Rothschilds are one of the most prominent of the top 13 Illuminati families. The Illuminati are building their temples secretly throughout the United States. Baron Rothschild, one of the greatest wine producers in history and a closet Satanist, began the construction of a pyramid in Napa Valley, which his daughter, Philippine, completed after he died. Springmeier continues, "The name of the building is Opus One, which means the first work. The project began as a joint venture between Robert Mondavi and Baron Rothschild in 1979. Strangely, the Napa Valley Register, which reports on all building activity, remained extremely quiet about what was being built. From the air, the construction forms a Masonic square and compass. According to one of the contractors who participated in building the pyramid, the project cost $35 million. Its cover or front for the temple is that it is a winery. The wineries in California, when they open traditionally and normally, are open to the public. The opening ceremonies of Opus One were shrouded in secrecy. The opening announcement was low-key and only select people and select international media types were invited. This opening is extremely unusual for a winery in the Napa Valley area. Private guided tours are very hard to obtain, in contrast to the other wineries in Napa Valley. The capstone of the pyramid has a rotunda where skylight penetrates and where viewers can get a look of the entire Napa Valley. Orchids, which are used by the Mothers of Darkness, are grown all over the area. The pyramid was built with limestone from Texas, perhaps to accentuate the occultic significance of the limestone pyramids of Giza. Originally, Opus 1 was scheduled to open around the summer solstice, but the date was shifted to Wednesday, October 30th, 1991, which is the day before Halloween. Since the opening day, the Rothschilds have had events scheduled around satanic high days. Ceremonial drinking cups with rams and chairs which had the carvings on the front of arms and legs of fully formed demons were found in one of the rooms, with many closed doors leading to very private areas. Philippine de Rothschild died in Paris at the age of 80 on August 23, 2014. Ironically, a 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck the Napa Valley the very next day. It was the largest earthquake on record in that area in 25 years.
Full report up on Infowars.com, and there's a lot of other satanic activities that have been proven with the Rothschilds, not just the claims of Fritz Springmeier that were reviewed there. Those are his claims. I believe there's a lot of truth to them when you add the other facilities that have been found in London and outside of Paris. We'll be back. Stay with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We have more thermonuclear saber rattling today coming out of Russia as NATO troops and armor build up for an intensified fighting directly with Russian Spetsnaz in eastern Ukraine. Just can't believe I just said that on air. It's so dangerous. It's so epic. It's so insane. We have got a lot of positive Second Amendment news, a lot of positive news on health freedom. Yesterday at South by Southwest, I happened to see what I guess is the new Black Panther Party marching down South Congress from the Capitol. And unlike an open carry march that's pro-Second Amendment that's meant to forward proper safety-based, constitutional-based open carry to promote the Second Amendment and the fact that non-criminals with guns lowers crime rates, I saw the new Black Panther Party carrying the guns on their chest, waving them around in a very provocative way that I believe violates state law. I was going to a meeting, so I knew we had reporters already downtown, and so I was able to get Josh Owens and others over there to basically interview the new Black Panther folks and some of the other organizations that were with them. And as far as I'm concerned, this is basically the mirror image of the Ku Klux Klan, ignorant, stupid, racist, mindless, but on the black side. And very stupid, very hate-filled. They were chanting, and there's some cuss words in this. The full video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm not going to air the whole eight-minute video here. As you can see it, basically unedited, large sections of what was being said, with the chants of bang, bang, oink, oink, 20 more cops and we're done, clearly saying kill police officers. And we've seen two shot and killed in New York. We've seen two shot just a few days ago, obviously, in Missouri. And we've seen a lot of police getting shot at. And there are a lot of bad cops out there. And there's a lot of globalization, federalization to turn the police into a very dangerous conglomerate, an oppressive situation like we see in North Korea or Mexico. And shooting and killing random police will help that degeneration accelerate. That's why you've got people trying to stir things up and escalate things, like George Soros spending $33+ million to stir up the little white agitator college students, the little political scientists, to go in and get these anti-police chants going and to say things like, deck the halls with dead cops, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, shoot them, shoot them. We played those videos. Again, I'm not a cop worshiper. I've criticized the police turning into a totalitarian force, but it's a good thing I'm not a cop, because if somebody was saying deck the halls with dead cops in front of me, even if I wasn't a cop and I was there and Joe Biggs and Jakari were there, I'd slap them upside the head. If somebody was walking around the parking lot here saying deck the halls with dead info warriors, I'd take that as a threat. I mean, that is a threat. And it's a serious escalation. And I've been predicting for years you're going to see a civil war start in this country, that if a civil war starts, if the establishment wants, it'll start with cop killings all over the nation. And they will, just like they fund Al-Qaeda and other groups and then flip it on the Tea Party and gun owners and libertarians, it's the same thing. They get a movement of killing cops. Like, that's the new protest. You go out and you kill a cop in their squad car, or you kill a cop directing traffic. It's real manly. It's what a revolutionary does. No, it's not. They brand the revolution like that to discredit a peaceful revolution of ideas. Or even if we have to have a violent revolution to defend ourselves, they want to brand it as illegitimate. So that's why it's being done, period. And again, I wasn't afraid, because I've gone down to La Raza and Black Panther events and Klan events and protested them many times and almost gotten in fights and been arrested by the police. I just, at this point in my life, I'm a general in the fight. I didn't pull over and do it, so we should commend our reporters for going down there and being around these folks, because people waving guns around and talking about shooting people, I mean, my instinct is to punch them in the face. And then that would have not been good, obviously. So I just did not put myself in that situation. I think the Austin Police Department was very restrained, because they marched down Congress, down 6th Street, all over the place, chanting, basically shoot the police. And it's illegal, folks. It's disturbing the peace. It is reckless endangerment. It is a clear provocation towards riot and violence. It is not the First Amendment. It is not the Second Amendment. And it was on the news, of course, being used to demonize open carry. When we went and had the open carry at the Alamo, nobody got arrested. And we had our guns strapped on our backs, pointed down at the ground, to de-escalate things. But they said it was illegal, but the state law said it wasn't. The city law was a fraud. So 1,500 of us, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, marched down there and took back our Second Amendment with the land commissioner. And that's how you do it when you've got a law that's unconstitutional. We have the moral high ground. We weren't spitting at the police. We weren't saying we're going to kill the police. When the police chief acted arrogant, we told him he was arrogant. And told him that he was, acting shameful, saying he didn't support the Second Amendment. But that's where it ended. Because we are the good guys. We have the moral high ground. And it's that simple. So let's go ahead and play that clip. Then Anthony Gucciardi got pushed out and under law assaulted. It wasn't totally assaulted, but that's what they would call it. Shoved out. He was already leaving, and McDonald's was shoving him out of the free McDonald's GMO so-called food tent. And then eight police showed up to that and didn't put their hands on Gucciardi or on our camera people, like the McDonald's security guards were. And it was the private rented property of McDonald's. That's fine for them to throw us off. It's not fine to touch us. And the police didn't do that. It was the security guards. And, of course, it turned out off air. Some of the police were listeners, obviously. But McDonald's was there trying to basically get our people arrested, claiming that we'd done something wrong. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be in studio with us in about 20 minutes with Donald McRonald. And if you go to Twitter at Real Alex Jones, you can see Joe Biggs. He was out there last night. He's going to be back there in about an hour and a half. We're going to tell you the location on the Google map for everybody who is in Austin listening to us on 90.1 other stations. So you can get down there in not a flash mob, but a flash demonstration against GMO, against plasticizers and their McNuggets. McDonald's is the big kahuna. And if we can force them to change, which they're starting to do, and if we can force them to admit what they've done is wrong, we could really break the back of Frankenfoods, which is one of the globalist main tools. So Joe Biggs, fighting on the front lines for food safety and freedom, will be joining us, and then he's going to go down with our camera crew at 12:30, so high noon, 30 minutes past noon. You have plenty of time to go down there. There's some actually healthy food trucks downtown. Get yourself some food and then get over there. But we'll pull up the exact address of the McDonald's facility, so you can go there. And then I suggest you go in with your iPhone. They can't stop everybody from going in and going up and asking questions about what's in the McNuggets, what's going on. This is very exciting because it's open to the public. They advertise it as a commons. They say you can come in, and then they give you free, quote, food, kind of like a crack dealer, you know, gives 10-year-olds free crack or free heroin to get them on it. And they're going around giving free coffee out and free burgers out of these dispensers on interns' backs. I mean, this is really sick, what's going on. But still, there's not many people there getting the free McDonald's crap. And I'm sorry, folks. McDonald's makes me physically ill when I eat it. And if Bill Gates is involved, it is just some of the worst so-called garbage, so-called food out there. So that's coming up as well. But before we get into all of that other news, we're going to play this clip. You know, this is a short clip because of some of the profanity. The Black Panthers call for killing of police during South by Southwest armed march. And I know the law, folks. I'm a journalist. I've dealt with it. To go around and talk about we need to see 20 more cops dead, oink, oink, you know, bang, bang, oink, oink. 20 more and we're done. It's not the First Amendment. And notice Media Matters and everybody run by the White House are always claiming I'm wanting violence or I'm calling for violence or I want police to be killed. They've been saying that for like 6-7 years because they know I'm doing the opposite. They know I'm on to Soros and the plan. So when there are a bunch of cops getting shot down the road, unfortunately, they're going to blame the Liberty Movement. They're going to blame talk radio. And it's a very dangerous trend. We're trying to stop it and trying to stop a civil war in this country. We need black and white and everybody to come together in liberty. We need to be able to be legitimate. I mean, I've got video on Infowars.com of a cop. Gets very angry as a man calls him out for parking in a handicap spot in Boston. And the cop says, "Do you know who I am?" and gets in his face. I mean, yeah, if you're not in an emergency and you're just picking up hamburgers, don't park in the handicap spot. We need to police the police, and they need to police themselves, because that's part of this giant psyop, is the police are under so much pressure, they then defend each other, no matter the cops are doing bad things, then that allows corruption to grow, and then the whole thing's discredited, and now the globalists can come in and fully take over. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of the new Black Panther, not the original Black Panther Party that did a lot of good, the new Black Panther Party that is globalist funded. Here it is.
Marching down the avenue.
20 more people and we'll be through.
20 more people and we'll be through.
A big is big, that's what I said.
The only good thing is a big as that.
Yeah.
A big is a big, that's what I said.
The only good thing is a big as that.
One for the same pay.
One for the same pay.
One for the same pay.
Fight, fight, bang, bang! Fight, fight, bang, bang!
The pigs, everybody, quit up! The pigs, everybody!
admire people that have the courage to do this, but they're so ignorant, misguided. It's just pathetic, and it's very, 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 very sad. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
We are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Please support our local AM/FM affiliates. Become sponsors. Support the local sponsors. And above all, tell your friends and family to tune into those local stations. Wonderful affiliates. New ones joining us every week. Okay. I got a ton of news coming up on the Second Amendment, on the Russia situation, so much more. We're going to have Joe Biggs, Anthony Gucciardi in here about the fight against GMO. But I just had an idea to do something. In the next few weeks, we're going to announce the winner of the Billboard contest. We've had more than 20 contests. One contest was for $115,000, three winners. $100,000 first place.
So we pay out. Go look it up online on all these contests. These are real. I'm doing a contest today for $1,000. Just thought of this during the break. For whoever goes down to the corner of, and guys, let's put it up on screen for me. Put up the address for me so I can give it out to folks right. And blow that up for me, please. That's 313 Red River Street. And basically, it's by the convention center. It's by 4th Street and Red River. That's where the McDonald's tent is, where they give out free food. $1,000 prize for whoever uploads, I'll judge, the most powerful iPhone or Droid report. Doesn't need to be edited, anything. Just need to mention Infowars.com while you're doing it. Upload it to YouTube or another platform. Email it to contest@Infowars.com. You won't have to wait months for the contest. I will then announce on Friday who the winner is. But you got to shoot it today at 12:30 in 1 hour. Joe Biggs and my camera crew are going down there. Joe Biggs dressed up like Donald McRonald, the kind of anti, it's kind of like McDonald's is Bizarro, Joe Biggs is Superman. It's not that he's Bizarro and they're Superman. He's going to be there exposing the plasticizers in the nuggets. He's going to be there exposing what high fructose corn syrup does and how toxic it is. He's going to be there exposing that McDonald's gives out free vaccines around the country. We're not going to be in their tent ourselves. But it's open to the public, and they have a sign saying they can use... Yeah, let's punch Joe Biggs up since you guys have got him right there. He's coming in the next segment. We're going to more and more culture jam and show people how to take over these events. They've got signs there saying when you come into that McDonald's tent, they're going to videotape you, they're going to take photos of you, they're going to use you in commercials, they're going to use you in Twitter ads, they're going to use you in campaigns. So we're just sick of their propaganda. We're sick of them coming into our city. We're sick of them pushing their stuff on school kids. We're sick of not just, quote, fats and salts. We're not Bloomberg trying to ban big drinks or salts. You need salts. See, Michelle wants to make you eat crud in a prison diet of GMO. No, we want healthy, good, filling meals for our children and food choice, not food tyranny. And McDonald's is at the leading edge of social engineering. We're sick of them. And this is something that unifies left and right. You know, Chuck Norris has come out against GMO and against Monsanto. He has a lot of courage. He knows what's going on. More and more conservatives are. So we're going to get in there. And now Joe separately will try to go in and get a free burger as they're advertising. And when they tell him to go, he's going to 100% go. But he's going to be out front on the city sidewalk. And I guarantee you they're going to try to have the police, like yesterday with Anthony, try to tell them to get off the sidewalk, which the police basically refused to do. The full video report is up on Infowars.com. McDonald's assaults reporter for asking about McNugget ingredients at South by Southwest. He asked permission to go in. He asked permission to film with Josh Owens and Anthony Gucciardi, and they try to throw him out. So just to add some fun to this, all InfoWarriors, you have 1 hour, if you're in Austin, to get downtown, to get parked, and to get over there to basically 4th and Red River to the McDonald's tent. That's about 50 yards down Red River from the convention center. I guess you'd say going north. And you will see Donald McRonald out there at about 12:15. In fact, I want somebody to volunteer to drive and drop them so they can just be dropped right there and not have to spend an hour finding parking. And I want to then have this spontaneous hour-long event. Joe Biggs will be out there for an hour, speaking to people, talking to folks. Let's print out some flyers, or let's print out before he goes the CNN headline, plastic ingredients or silly putty ingredients in McNuggets. Let's just print out the front sheet of that, maybe 50 of those. So in case they're giving us any problems, we'll just say, hey, we're just here even handing out mainstream media about this. You know what plasticizers do to you? We're getting aggressive. We're not playing games. See, we're involved in the info war to warn everybody, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, purple, polka-dotted, flying purple people eaters. We want freedom. We want food choice. So it's a new $1,000 contest. It'll pay out Friday. It'll be judged off quality and views. We'll be linking to the videos on Infowars.com. You'll get down there and be citizen journalists and go in and get your free swap and ask them questions about the ingredients as well. They can't stop us all.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockitPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockitPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockitPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockitPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com. It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night at South by Southwest, Donald McRonald was in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie was doing all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide, and Donald McRonald, the anti-McDonald, is here exposing the GMO monster that is fast food. We're not just talking about trans fats or fake salts, aspartames, or chemically laden, on-record toxic high fructose corn syrup, diet drinks that make you fat and make you go blind. We're talking about plasticizers in the chicken McNuggets. This has been known for a decade. McDonald's won't take it out. Let's put that on screen. CNN, Associated Press, plasticizers. Another crisis for McDonald's, Japan, after plastic found in McNuggets. That's a separate article. You can pull up on purpose McNuggets and, quote, silly putty ingredient, which is a plastic. You cannot make this stuff up. See, they're searching for that and found something else. McDonald's is the tip of the spear of the GMO, Monsanto, dump that they're taking on everyone. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. And there's big business in feeding us crud. Well, we're demanding higher quality. Like Gerald Talente says, a renaissance. We want more service, more quality, a better standard of living, not the austerity of McDonald's. Now, Anthony Gucciardi went out with crew yesterday, was very polite. The full footage is up on Infowars.com. Asked permission, even though it's a public commons, they invite you in and say they're filming you to go in. As soon as he asked what's in the McNuggets, they got aggressive. He was saying, hey, I'm leaving. They pushed him out, called eight cops. Last night, Joe Biggs went downtown as the incarnation of Donald McRonald, and he's going to be in about an hour from now, about 12:30, 12:40, he should get down there, going down to 4th and Red River at the McDonald's compound to basically draw attention to what's really going on over there. And we're taking on the vaccine makers. We're taking on all of them. Just yesterday, the Washington Post had to admit that Congress is set to try to pass laws to not let you know what's in a vaccine and get rid of the inserts or drug inserts. So they won't tell you that, you know, Viagra might give you a heart attack, or they won't tell you that things like MMR shots might give you diabetes or narcolepsy or epilepsy or death. We can show you that on air. They are moving to shut that down. So, hey, shut down all you want. We're going to continue to expose you. We're at a tipping point. They're panicking right now. So, Anthony Gucciardi, tell us about what happened yesterday and then about the genius idea that Joe Biggs, now who's been taken over by this entity, this clown creature that's fighting GMOs. I mean, what's going to come up today? Because I expect they're going to respond like chickens with their heads cut off. This is going to be spectacular. We need all the listeners to rush down there right now that are listening locally on the Internet or 90.1 and just with your iPhones or whatever, videotape this, upload it on YouTube or get your friends and family to. And whoever has the most views and who I think has the best video, it may be the most views, maybe the best video, we're going to showcase it here, of you going in and asking questions. They can't stop everybody. And then filming what happens to Joe and crew, $1,000 goes to the winner, $500 to second place. I'm just upping it right now. And $100 to third place. And the first place winner gets a visit. You got to sign a non-disclosure to the secret bat cave. You get to come see the secret Infowars.com command center. You'll be an audience of one here for at least a few minutes. It'll become distracting for me, so I like my solitude here down in the Batcave, but it, literally in the Batcave. But this is very exciting to be on the offense, and we're teaching folks how to hijack media. We've already had four national news stories just since last Friday out of South by Southwest, all of them hijacking the enemy. That's what this is all about. We just exposed the new Black Panther Party calling to shoot police. We just exposed the people demonstrating against AI takeover of society, national news. We've got so much. This McDonald's story is going viral. And this is how the new independent media, this is what muckrakers 100 years ago did. You know, the guys with the fedoras. I mean, this is what the straw hat fedora reporters did. You'd have 10 local newspapers or 5 local newspapers in a smaller town battling to really get it right. It was interesting, and it was informative, and corruption was scared. So the big banking committees of the Federal Reserve bought up the media, and that's been declassified as well. Anthony Gucciardi, tell us what's coming up today, my friend. I know you've got another story you're working on, but I hope you go down and join Biggs for part of this and shoot your own angle. Tell us about what happened yesterday and how exciting this revolution is.
Well, you know, we know McDonald's is losing money month after month. They've underperformed the market for so long.
For 4 years.
February, they lost a colossal amount of money. They're in bed with Monsanto, the number one manufacturer of GMO seeds. Monsanto is also losing money. Both of these companies are struggling, just like Coca-Cola. We have a story about that today, too. These companies are admittedly going out to South by Southwest to get a younger, hip crowd. They're trying to rebrand themselves.
They know. These are trendy narcissists that are totally stupid. This is their target mark.
Exactly. And this is their last-ditch effort. And we went in there.
We're going to save right whales. They don't know and swim right to the boats and get harpooned.
No, exactly. I mean, these people have no idea. We interviewed these people when we went to McDonald's. But here's the weird thing. We didn't expect to get thrown out. We actually did not expect
you were very polite.
For the security guard to assault me and push me out the door and for them to keep calling the cops over and over and over demanding that they remove me from the public sidewalk and arrest me. I didn't expect that. So we went in.
Now, let's be clear. They kept... First, they tell the cops to get them off the gangplank. The cops go, oh, please, go over here. And then they go, no, we're not getting them off the sidewalk.
Well, the cops admitted, you should be able to go in there. This is crazy.
Yeah, they're on tape saying that. Tape.
And then we have it on tape saying you can film. We wanted to go in and ask.
Well, that's because they get there. They're saying open to media. They want citizens to shoot their own media. Once you open the door and say, give us your social media, come in here and film.
Yeah.
It's a media orgy. And we've also got the GMO companies blocking the Consumer Association that was set to speak at Whole Foods.
And we wanted to go in and say, hey, why do you still have garbage in your food? Sure, they're getting rid of antibiotics in some of their chicken over the next few years. They're pretending they're natural. But they have high fructose corn syrup, which contains mercury.
They did just announce.
Washington Post.
They did just announce they're going to get rid of the growth hormone in the milk.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because their new angle, in 5 years, they're going to have organic stuff there, too. Their new angle is, quote, unquote, being natural. Just like Yahoo is now launching health lines. They're doing all of this to be relevant. They know that the
they can't beat us, so they're going to try to take the movement over with clones.
Exactly, and we need to highlight
but
that.
But we all saw John Carpenter's remake of The Thing. We know that that's not really the crew chief. It's been taken over.
Yeah, exactly. McDonald's is going to try and possess this movement that we are spearheading.
Don't get in the dark with McDonald's.
They are, in fact, doing that, and we wanted to go in and talk about the ingredients. And as soon as I said, what are in the McNuggets that I'm about to buy, they all looked so freaked out like no one had ever asked before.
I've got one that can see.
Exactly. And then this little security, this huge, like, fat security guard guy, but he's real short, came over and just started grabbing me, like, hugging me and pushing me.
Well, technically, that's assault because you hadn't resisted. You were going. You kept saying, stop it. And I'm watching the tape. It looks like he was squeezing your arm, too.
Oh, yeah. He was squeezing my arm, grabbed me really hard and pushing me, trying to lift me up and kind of throw me down.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to those guys today and find out why they were doing that.
Yeah, now, let's tell us who you are, sir.
Well, I'm Donald McRonald. I'm Ronald McDonald's more ethical brother. You know, I don't like GMOs, and I'm anti-McDonald's. So my whole point is I want to go out and expose all the bad things that are in the food. People shouldn't be eating this. I talked to people last night. A mother knew that there were silicone breast implant fillers in the chicken nuggets, and yet she said she still was going to give it to her kids. We've got to do something.
Well, what's wrong with a silicone additive?
I mean, I guess that means I'm a racist. I just don't get it.
If I'm against clowns, I kind of don't like you. I mean, even though you're a good guy, does that mean I'm racist? Clownophobia?
Well, I'm not really a clown. This is what happens when you eat McDonald's food for 40 years straight.
Oh, they brought you up like that.
Yeah, I transform this way. It's all the GMOs. This is a makeup. I wake up this way every day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, tell me about what happened last night.
Well, last night, it was shocking. I was kind of a big star. Everyone was really happy to see Ronald McDonald. But they had very, very rude things to say about the McDonald's food. They didn't like it. Most people.
That's hate speech.
Yeah, it was racist, too. I told people, if you don't like GMOs, you're racist. I guess there's a lot of racism.
How'd it go with the police?
Most of them liked us, but there was one guy who was really rude. And he told me to go do something to myself when I brought up whether or not he liked GMOs. And I thought that was really rude.
I think we're looking at the footage. We may even have the tape of this.
It's possible.
Pop tells Donald McRonald to F off.
Yeah. But I got to get a nice little golf cart ride through South by Southwest and spread all this.
Who gave you that ride?
Some nice gentleman who was driving around said he'd pick us up, and I used my bullhorn to talk to people and tell them about the flour bleaching agents in that's used in yoga mats that's found in their food.
Yeah, tell me what's in there.
Well, there's flour bleaching agents that's outlawed in other countries, and you can be fined $450,000 if you use that, but for some reason, America allows it to be put in their food. And then for some reason, McDonald's in America uses 19 ingredients to make French fries. Hello, a French fry is a potato. What do I need 19 ingredients for? So there's that. There's the chemicals, the propylene glycol, silicone breast implant fillers. I mean, why do we need this in our
What's wrong with propylene glycol? You give that to your cat or dog, they get real
it's
happy.
It's a laxative chemical, and it's also electronic cigarette filler. Yummy.
But, I mean, isn't it also involved in antifreeze?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Everybody knows that's nutritious.
Yeah, it's good for your
car. Actually, folks, that's a joke. If you're a new listener, it'll kill you. But in large amounts. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we want to go out there today and ask the people that my twin brother works for, the evil Ronald McDonald, why they're doing this. Why are they putting all this poison?
What is it like at family reunions? Or, I mean, do you see your brother? Or
well,
are you strange?
No one really talks to me. They don't like me because I like to eat fruit and natural beef, and drink organic milk, and try to be healthy. So they don't like me. They all just sit around and smoke cigarettes and drink, like, GMO beer and eat McDonald's food all day. It's horrible.
Do you think the security guard was eating McDonald's, Anthony?
Oh, I know.
Well, there was one guy who ran up to me who was really big, and I know he ate a lot of our food.
Well, you know, I actually asked an employee, one of the girls that worked there, I didn't know she worked there, she had a Big Mac, because I was trying to get a Big Mac. All I wanted were some McNuggets. I kept saying to the security guy, please, just let me get my McNuggets, please. And he said, no, get out of here. You know, actually, the words were, out, get. Get, out, get.
We can't even talk now. Out, get, out, get. Snatch quantities.
Why does McDonald's even need security? They're obviously hiding something.
Well, I just can't believe they had 8 cops there.
And the employee girl that worked there, though, I asked her if she eats McDonald's all the time. She's like, no. And I said, well, why don't you eat it every day? And she goes, well, you know, and that's when the manager slash PR woman came over and started escorting her away. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him. And we were like, well, you know, why can't she talk to us? What's wrong? Why doesn't she eat McDonald's every day? And everyone we asked, even though they were eating it, we said, why don't you eat McDonald's all the time? I'm like, because it's killing me.
One guy goes, I'm sheeple.
Yeah, he goes,
because they thought they were getting a free deal.
Yep.
It's like, why'd you use the crack? Well, the man gave it to me free.
Yeah.
Well, why do you give it to your kids? Because they get a free toy at the end. That's how they get them every time. Happy.
It's just like
they used to give toys away with cigarettes and stuff, too.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not loving it.
You're not loving? But now, they covered up for 50 years. They were adding deadly, sometimes 300-plus chemicals to cigarettes to make you even more addicted and kill you. And now that's all come out. I wonder what's going to happen to the New World Order promoting. You know, McDonald's gives money to gun control, open borders, the whole globalist agenda. That's another reason we're going after these corporations, is they're going after our freedoms. And they need to know that when they watch this later or listening to it now. We're doing this because we're tired of being screwed over by you. Then the whole country goes bankrupt because we're so sick. And then you socialize things and set up death panels and then set up secret death lists for the veterans so they don't get treatment and health care. We're sick of your agenda. We know who you are. Go back to Hades from whence you came. We need to perform an exorcism. That's something we do tomorrow. Perform an exorcism on McDonald's. And I'm not even kidding.
Donald McRonald.
Yeah.
Donald McRonald. Anthony, what do you think of Donald McRonald?
I think Donald McRonald is a good testament to, as well as what was outside McDonald's. They had these weird creatures with like 3 eyes and 6 arms and things.
So they're teaching you that's normal.
Well, it was almost like,
That's something. As mutations increase, they'll say, don't be mean to the mutants. They won't ask, why is everyone becoming a mutant? Like, it's always find a cure, not why is breast cancer 3,000% up?
Why is my hair this red? This is a mutation.
Well, literally, when they feed GMOs on the third generation of guinea pigs, they have like 3-4 eyeballs, legs out of their heads, testicles coming out of their mouths. I'm not joking. Hair on their tongues, their butts on their heads. I mean, in fact, we can show some photos of this. I'm not joking. So actually, we're not joking. I guess we're getting the kids ready that this will be normal. And then again, just like all the estrogen mimickers making men feminine, and then they have chemical reactions. This is mainstream news. If you say, hey, men, this is making you a woman, there's some people that are artificially gay now. It's, oh, you're a homophobe. It's kind of like in the Omega Man at the end when Charlton Heston tries to give him the cure, and they go, dude, we don't want it. Killing. They don't want to know. So.
Well, the new thing is, no, if you actually have a literal disease, you shouldn't even try to fight it. You should just accept it and let it take over your body. It's normal now.
So as you said, that's an angle. They're teaching the kids how to be mutants.
Well, it almost reminds me of 2,000-3,000 years ago when there'd be, you know, a fork in the road and there's a sign that says, like, some symbol, some type of, like, you know, there's an angry beast this way or home this way. It's almost like, warning, go in here and you'll look like this. It was these huge, fat, weird blob creatures with, like, X's over their eyes.
Well, there's people that eat that or like that, so it's like, makes them feel good.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Nuggets.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Nuggets. Teenage Mutant Ninja Nuggets. Mutant Turtles. Mutant Children of Half-Shell. Mutant Power.
And don't forget, behind you, you'll see the Ronald McDonald selfie machine. That was one of my favorite things. There was a selfie machine where you could go up next to Ronald McDonald and go out to Twitter and everything, how big of a McDonald's fan you are. And people were doing it.
Yeah,
like grown men, like in business suits, were going up to the Ronald McDonald selfie machine and just taking selfies with it. You wonder who actually goes here. A lot of people do.
Ronald's a seller.
A lot of people actually.
Look at this guy.
That's the security guy. That decided I wasn't allowed to. This is after he pushed me out, and I said, I'm not resisting.
He's definitely a customer.
And then the cops came, and they were pretty much saying, this is absolutely ridiculous. You know, they had called 7 police officers.
I thought it was 8.
It was 7, 8. It was like 9 total, but the 7 were actually there saying, get off the sidewalk area, you know, where we're in the entrance way. And this PR/manager woman was just staring at me, sneering at me the entire time. And you notice the people behind me, they're all eating McDonald's. Those are the same people we interviewed that said, you know, we know this is bad. Here's that guy saying basically, oh, yeah, I can't comment on that. You know, These people know what they're doing, and the cops think this is totally ridiculous. They're actually really nice about it.
Then they would get rid of those cops and bring up like the higher level cops.
Exactly. So they had
like the gray hair start coming out.
Yeah, they had a sheriff come, they had a state trooper, and then they had a bunch of Austin local cops. And when the cops that would come, like two cops would come, they wouldn't do anything. They'd call two more. They just keep calling them over and over. You can see them on the corner in the video. There's just like seven cops sitting on the corner because they keep calling new ones. And they make them write incident reports over and over.
You have done well, Lord Vader. I tell you.
Well, hopefully a lot of people come out there today at 12:30.
Yeah, they think one person asking questions is bad. How about 500 people? Mob.
Donald McRonald, go out to the command ship. Deal with the enemy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go out there and expose everything about my brother's business.
Once more, the McDonald's will rule the galaxy.
No one's ever going to remember Ronald again. It's all going to be Donald. Donald McRonald, the ethical brother.
Listen, we need to get that domain. Everybody's doing that right now. Just grab it. We need to start having a character that's anti-GMO. Donald McRonald, and then they're going to sue us, and that'll get us even more attention, then we'll win that lawsuit. We want the McDonald's slap suit. We want to fight Goliath.
They are desperate right now because they are losing money fast.
Good.
CNN said end of McDonald's is coming.
Good. I've waited for this a long time, my little green friend.
They're removing high fructose corn syrup across the board from other brands.
The makers of the only in-home freeze dryer would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and Sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls.
just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never have done nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we can expose GMOs and vaccines, if we can expose how these big corporations that are globalist operate, that are funding the New World Order agenda, we can cut off their funding. Everything they do is about monopolizing culture and having one place you go to eat. This is about having local, good hamburger places you can go to. Instead, the left is bringing in their totalitarian controls over salt and you name it, and over fat when you need healthy fats. They're taking control of food while allowing these big globalist operations to put things on the table that are illegal everywhere else in the world. General Mills, what they feed you, the cereal here, is illegal in Europe. So this is a serious issue. And we're going after the globalist, and we're having a big effect. McDonald's and hundreds of other companies, as you said, going to break, Anthony, are in free fall right now. So now they're trying to become us. This is the time not to back off, but to go straight in at the jugular. I know you guys have got to get on the road and get down there. There's a demonstration coming up in about 35 minutes at the McDonald's compound that you point out in the video is like a concentration camp with a choke point, barbed wire around it. I mean, they know what they're doing. Anthony, final comment, and then I know, Joe, you want to get down the road. Excuse me, Donald McRonald, you're going to lead this operation. You're like a clown general now. You're the Superman to the Bizarro that is Ronald McDonald, the imposter, to the true Donald McRonald, who's a victim of GMO. Your closing comments, gentlemen.
I would say that ultimately it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens, because I'm sure they're already calling the police at this point. And I think the police overall in Austin are very good, and I think they think this is ridiculous. We're going to see if we're going to be even allowed to go on the sidewalk outside of the McDonald's super concentration compound with the barbed wire and the security. And I'm sure.
And then it'll be protest banned on sidewalk against McDonald's.
Oh, absolutely.
Selective enforcement, civil rights violation.
They'll just call the cops over and over again. But it'll be very, very.
But they can't stop the general public. And if they shut it down and close it for a few hours, just come back with your iPhones. The contest. The contest will continue throughout this whole day. $1,000 first place, $500 second place, $100 third place. I'll pay out Friday. Upload it to YouTube or another platform. Send it to us. We'll put the good videos up on the website. This is about getting activists going, and they can't stop us. You'll be force multipliers. Donald McRonald.
Yes, Donald. I'll be out there at 4th and Red River today at 12:30, and I'm going to have a loud bullhorn, and we're going to be telling everybody about all the GMOs and all the bad ingredients in McDonald's food, so come out and support this good cause.
Absolutely, and you need to get off like at 11th and cut around, but the point is they've got some of the roads closed, but we'll see you down there. You'll be down there for a couple hours. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Let's do a wide shot as these commandos leave. All right, as they're leaving, I hardly even plugged yesterday. We've never done a 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. The T-shirts, the books, the films, everything. It's always been on one item or another, like the water filters. It is 10% off everything on all products. It started yesterday for just InfoWars Live products. That's 10% off already on 30% off DNA Force, already on the free bottle of Ancient Defense when you get your X2 Nation Iodine. Because I want to introductory offer to get you involved to see how great Secret 12 is, how great Oxy Powder is, how great Original Survival Shield is, how amazing Super Male Vitality, Super Female is sold out for another 5-6 weeks, how much quality our Silver Bullet is and what a low price. The leading competitor is manufactured at the same facility. It's sold at Whole Foods for $30. We sell it for $19.95. Big old 2-ounce bottle of the high quality oil of oregano, the best source. Survival Seed Vault, my favorite type of coffee from Mexico that's organic. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off everything, including discounted items, or 888-253-3139 to answer your questions, take your order. Fund the grassroots. Fund the fearless. Fund those that love liberty. Fund the good guys. Joyce Riley, that's her term. Coming up. Stay with us.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.